What's up, radical contemporaries? Okay, listen, guys. Right now, I'm in my hotel room on a press trip in Abu Dhabi. Yes, you heard that right. I'm gonna give you guys a lot of details on this trip once I'm back. There will be content and reels, and it's actually super interesting because this is a trip that has been in the works since I think maybe October of last year. And I'm so excited to be here. Abu Dhabi has such a special place in my heart because it was the first, art fair that I ever went to was Abu Dhabi Art Fair at Manar at Saadiyat Island. Just like I think it was in 2019, and it was such a beautiful, beautiful art fair. I will never forget the art I saw there. It really, I think about it to this day. It really impacted me so much. And to be honest with you, I think going to, art exhibitions and art fairs and things like that, sometimes it can be amazing and sometimes they can fall short a little bit in terms of the experience. But when I'm in the Emirates, one thing I notice is that the cultural experience here never, never disappoints. And that's something that I'm totally obsessed with. Anyways, okay, so that's not what this episode is about at all. I'm probably going to do a full podcast episode separately about my experience at 421 and that whole thing. And I'm excited to record that once I actually get to visit the warehouses and we have like a full packed 2-day schedule. So moving on from that, you guys. So I traveled yesterday at literally 4 a.m. in the morning. And of course, that means I actually had to go to bed at like 10:30 p.m., which is so unlike me, but I did do it. And to be honest with you, like this episode is really about something that I've been working on now for years, okay? And I can finally say that I'm feeling a little bit like I'm getting close to a space where I feel like, yes, finally, حسنو وصلت الحاجة في الموضوع ده. Which is flow. And I don't know why I suddenly switched to Arabic, but let's go with it here. Yani, that's part of it, isn't it? Essentially, this episode is about how you can embrace imperfections and how whatever it is that's happening in life, it's always in a state of cycle. You know what I mean? Just like everything else in nature, the moon phases, the sun, stars, everything has ups and downs. Everything has flow. And the fact of the matter is, Nana, there was a very big portion of my life where, as a Libra, I don't want to blame it على البرج بتاعي لو برج الميزان يعني. كواحدة برج الميزان بحس إن أنا عايزة دايماً مش عارفة أشرحها إزاي بس أبقى in control of كل حاجة، أعرف بالظبط الحاجة هتحصل إزاي وهتحصل إمتى ولما أخلص ده لازم الريزلت ده يجي ولما ده يحصل لازم X Y Z. ف essentially حاسة إنه لمدة وقت كتير قوي في حياتي for a very long time I wanted to control pretty much everything, right? And that's not exactly possible, we know this. But I would really struggle to find a flow, right, in life. So I would either work out so hard, مثلاً, let's نخد التمرين كإكزامبل, work out so hard, burn myself out, and get to a point where I'm working out twice a day, مثلاً, which I never do anymore, by the way, highly don't recommend. And I'm going to like a Pilates burn, and also at night I'm gonna hit the gym or a CrossFit and just get to a point where I'm so burnt out where I have to stop for like a month or so, you know? And I think this really came to a peak, yani, the max level that I got to with that was the pandemic, where I remember I would do a workout in the morning and then I would do another workout at night, or I would do a, I don't know, like a run or jump rope in the morning and then more. And I thought I was killing it. And to be honest with you, I really wasn't. I was just wrecking my body. And احنا, as women, let's take that cycle as an example, right? احنا عندنا حاجة اسمها our period. So we have a cycle. We have 30 days within which we have a follicular phase, ovulation, luteal phase, period. it's not all the same. بحس ان احنا كمان in our religion, يعني مثلا in my religion personally, ربنا دايما بيدينا الحاجات وبيدينا الدروس وبيدينا كل حاجة in phases, you know. Even Ramadan, it comes once a year at a specific time. We find the crescent moon and that's when it starts. And I don't know why it just took me so long to be able to absorb and understand that. Like, and then I would give myself such a hard time, طبعاً, when I stopped working out because I was burnt out and repeat. So I think what I've been really working on over the past year or so has been embracing the flow. And at the beginning of the year, I did a beautiful, very much recommended 30 days of yoga. And it's my 10th year doing it now. And it's been the best experience ever, to be honest. And that 30 days of yoga, essentially, it's an extraordinary thing. It's called Yoga with Adrienne. She does it every year. And it allows you to come back every day and just allow yourself to get into a flow. Well, Sanedi Bazet this year, she called it flow, which I felt was so, like, so serendipitous, so kada faithful and beautiful, honestly. So essentially what I really feel is the idea of going into a flow or like coming into flow, I think there is several things you can do to work on it, but I'll give you guys three, okay? That I did personally. ثلاث حاجات أنا عملتهم عشان أعرف أخش في الفلو ستيت أو على الأقل إن أنا أبتدي يعني embrace the flow state, okay? So the first thing is I started being lenient with my routines and not thinking of them as daily. عشان ما فيش حاجة في البني آدم daily. There's no such thing as daily in human beings, right? There is nothing that you can do every single day, no matter what, without fail, etc., etc., etc. That's something I had to like just grasp, right? Come to terms with, accept as a perfectionist, which I thankfully am not anymore because it's just not possible, you guys. Like, let's be real here. So you build on the week, right? بناخد الأسبوع ونفكر, okay, so what can I do this week to be better? And then that compounds into a month and it becomes a year and then a decade. And all of a sudden you look and you're like, wow, I don't know when that happened, but I'm better, right? Maybe it's a tiny bit and there are setbacks and you keep going forward. But you cannot think of things daily. Let's give an example. Let's say I was a badri. Ma fiish had hayaraf yasha badri without fail, no matter what, kull yom at 5 a.m. I'm not going to say ma fiish had, there's crazy people out there like, I don't know, David Goggins or whatever. But if it's not your job and it's not die hard and it's not etc., then it's going to be very difficult. في أيام هننام متأخر. في أيام هنصحى تعبانين. في حاجات بتحصل في الحياة برا يعني برا الكنترول بتاعنا. فخلاص خليني أصحى بدري. بدل ما أقول عايز أعمل كده كل يوم. No matter what, I'll start with once a week. And then get into a flow of doing it as many times as I can or need to in that week. لأن خلي بالكو في أيام مثلا بصحى بدري بحس إيه ده, no, I need more sleep. And so you give yourself more sleep. There are days where you wake up early and you feel like, I need this today. Get up, you know? And that's what you do. And so you got to look at your entire week as the routine and don't think of it daily. Number two, okay, is to be kinder to yourself, is self-talk بتاعكو. يعني لو ما عملتش حاجة أو ما عملتش حاجة كل يوم, it's okay. Think of, wow, but I did it 5 times last week. I worked out 3 times last week. It's okay if I skipped it today. What's gonna happen? You really detriment and you break down your flow when you negatively self-talk yourself. Because, and I heard this on a podcast with, actually, واحد راجل كان بيكلم على recovering perfectionists. Because it's not good for your mental health. You know, you undermine your ability to succeed by not giving yourself credit and relax, rewarding yourself and saying, well, you managed to do it 3 times out of 5. And maybe next time it'll be 4. So that's a really important point. And that's something that I really had to work on. And then the third thing is back to hitted reward, okay? Which is basically, and you know, when you do succeed in doing the thing you want, when you do get there, when you do actually end up like working out on a streak or doing whatever you want to do or getting that job done or, you know, doing the work, etc., right? You reward yourself, like literally reward yourself. Guys, it's literally Valentine's Day tomorrow. And I mean, I might actually release an episode tomorrow, a solo, that you'll hear on Valentine's Day. And then this will be like on Sunday. But there's a reason why Miley Cyrus won the Grammy for I Can Buy Myself Flowers. Like, you have to find a way to reward yourself. Like, take yourself out. Give me nafsak haga halwa. I don't know, do whatever it is that you like, but reward yourself, because trust me, if you do this little trifecta of a technique where you build on weekly habits, cut the negative self-talk, and actually praise yourself for when you do it right, and reward yourself tangibly, you're going to find and eventually you get into the state of flow with yourself where you're like mediating back and forth and you're like, oh my God, listen, this is actually becoming my life. I'm building the life I want. Instead of, oh my God, forgetting كل حاجة عملتوها بقالكم مثلا سنة بتتمرنوا وعشان you're tired for a week and you need a break, you need a deload, معرفش. You're so hard on yourself that you can't enjoy it, and then that means you get into a bad cycle. I think the biggest takeaway from this episode is that احنا كبني آدمين بنفكر انه لازم مثلا لما نبتدي habit لازم تبقى خلاص كل يوم كل يوم كل يوم. That doesn't work. The everyday thing doesn't work. What works is being realistic, being honest with yourself. What can I actually do? What can I not do? And that is what will lead you to success. So that's my episode today, imperfect and working on it, because that's actually the truth. Anna, يعني كنت perfectionist at some point in my life, and I'm working on letting that go, because there's no other choice. مفيش حاجة اسمها perfect, مفيش حاجة اسمها the perfect person في الحياة. There is no such thing as the perfect person. And yeah, so that's me from my press trip in Abu Dhabi, and wait for the episode on 421 Abu Dhabi, as well as a solo on my trip to Dubai. So I'm excited about both of those, and all the content will be on TikTok and Instagram. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and I'll speak to you very soon.